For the Harbor Beach Pirates, Eli Kraft with 19, Josh Elke with 15, Cody Seaman and Austin Seltz each had 6 points, and Colin Cook with 5 points. Harbor Beach from the free throw line, 13 for 18 for 72%. That's a stat that a coach can live with. John Mooney, what do you have for the shooting percentages?
USA, final game, 21 for 45. They absolutely burned the Nets when they had it to 46%. I think Coach Rubel is going to take a look at the shooting percentage for his Pirates and say, you know, that's probably where the game was, because they had 17 for 51, 33%. Well-played game, well-coached game.
Rebounds were USA 23 to Harbor Beach 19. USA had 11 offensive rebounds, Harbor Beach with 8. And leading the attack for USA in the rebounding game, of course, Brennan Ballard with 12 rebounds on the night, 8 of those being offensive rebounds. Hayden Ewald had 5 rebounds, Zach Kramer with 2, Aaron Sines with 3, and Brandon Harper with 1. USA also had 6 assists compared to Harbor Beach's 3, 13 turnovers for USA compared to Harbor Beach's 7. For rebounding for Harbor Beach, Colin Cook had 4, Josh Elke with 5, Eli Kraft with 3, Cody Seaman with 5, and Austin Seltz with 3. And, of course, the Cody Seaman with 2 assists and Eli Kraft with 1. For the assists for USA, Nick DeSimpler had 3 and Hayden Ewald had 3 on the night. Ryan Brown, what were your thoughts from the game we just witnessed?
It was an excellent game. The intensity, the energy between both teams, both benches was unbelievable. It was an epic game between two rivalries. And it's a shame one team had to lose, and a shame the game had to end it. I could have sat here all night and watched this one.
We could have taken another 4 quarters of that one for sure. I'm not sure my voice or my blood pressure could handle it, but we would have been here regardless. And in fact, since 1970, that is USA's 20th district championship out of 27 appearances. 20-7 since 1970 in the district championship for USA. And just wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
That's a good word for it. But I'll tell you what. You know, there's going to be one fella for the USA Patriots that in the box score it's going to say 1 point. And people are going to think that, well, okay, he didn't have a very good game. You already mentioned that he had 3 assists, but I want to tell you what. He controlled the tempo on the offensive. He stayed within the framework of the offense. He really basically controlled this game, and that was Nick DeSimpler. A lot of kudos should be going out to him for the yeoman's job that he did, keeping everything together for USA's success tonight.
And really, even he was out there with 4 fouls, making it, still getting it done for USA. They had the balance. They hit the threes. They fed it down to the low post. They're rebounding. They did everything they need to win. Even if it's by 1 point, it's still a victory.
There was a lot of pressure coming at Nick, and he held. You know, he just handled it really well. I was very impressed with this senior. We knew that his calming influence was going to be a big, huge key in this game. Something else that that I think that is worthy of saying is that, yes, yeah, USA is district champions, and they're really happy. Their supporters are still out here. They don't want to go home right now. But, you know, next Monday, they've got another game. And I don't know which Flint team is going to go ahead and come out.
It's going to be an uphill battle.
Whether it's Beecher or whether it's Flint International Academy. But, you know, I'm intrigued by the matchup, because I don't believe that either one of those two teams have seen the inside presence of Brennan Ballard or the outside sniping that is done by Sines and Kramer and company. This ought to be an interesting night on Monday night.
And we will be there to cover it, of course. That tip-off approximately around 7:30. We're the second game of the night on Monday from Flint Beecher High School. John Moody, can you please help me with the gymnasium name?
Oh, that is, I got a mental block right now.
We were saying it before.
Oh, I got it. Moses Lacey.
The Moses Lacey Gymnasium down in Genesee County in Flint Beecher High School.
Moses Lacey is a Hall of Fame coach that came out of the Beecher District.
So we'll have that game, of course, for you on Monday. But this one, I can't get over it. USA 52, Harbor Beach 51. A broadcaster's dream come true.
Oh, you couldn't ask for any more.
Back and forth. Both teams with the lead. Well, we had, was it 6 lead changes, 3 ties in this game. Just, it was Rocky IV all over again.
Even getting down by 3 or even 4 possessions and everything, Harbor Beach did not give up. They made it a game. You knew they were going to make a run, and you knew it was going to be led by Eli Kraft.
Ryan Brown.
Towards the end there, Harbor Beach was down by 8 points. three here, another three there, a quick turnover, and before you knew the game's tied, and another turnover later, they got the lead. And what seemed like a prayer heave out on the inbounds to Brendan Ballard, full length of the floor for a layup. It was unbelievable. That whole last scenario, the whole last minute was outstanding, unbelievable.
We're forgetting one interesting stat here. Well, we're forgetting a few stats, of course, but do you recall back to 2 seconds left in the first half? Aaron signs from half court.
That's right.
Chucks it up with a face right, or the hand right in his face. Chucks it up from half court, banks it in for three to go into halftime, leading by 4 points. That's at the end of the first.
That was the end of the first quarter.
First quarter. 12-11.
First quarter.
And they gave them a 1 point lead going into the second quarter.
Totally amazing.
You can look at any single point in this game and say, well, that was the difference. But that's just how USA's night went. It was unbelievable.
Out of all the craziness there, I completely forgot about that play.
I mean, to see the whole arena on their feet standing. We're even standing because, well, we can't see. But we're down here in the corner. But it was just an unbelievable experience to be a part of. And here to witness here and broadcast to you on WLIW Sports.
It was a privilege. You know, we got to say goodbye to some seniors, though. And it's kind of unfortunate we have to say goodbye to them. But, that's one of the things that we do traditionally. And so for the Harvard Beach Pirates, you have a senior, Jacob Butterfield, who has played his last game. And Nick Hessling is another one. And Colin Cook, who I think is going to be dreaming about battling Brendan Ballard the whole night. Zach Paxton is listed in the lineup. He is a senior. And last but not least, the four-year starter.
Most decorated player in Harbor Beach history.
Yeah, he has just been a real pleasure to watch over the years and everything. Eli Kraft we're talking about. He's been around for so long, it almost seems like he got his eighth grade education on the GI Bill of Rights. I mean, that's what it seems like.
You always seem to play Northwestern or a Syracuse in college basketball, and you say, he's still there? I feel that's what every single team said when they played Harbor Beach. You got to be kidding me.
You know, if he shows up.
And there's another one coming up, by the way.
Oh, if Eli shows up next year, we know there's something going on.
He must be in the Northwestern Union League down there is what it is. Ryan Brown, what are your final thoughts from tonight?
Final thoughts, it was a great chess match between two great coaches, two great programs. Another legendary finish at the Emerald City here. It was a shame it had to end, but outstanding game between two great teams. Another one-point finish. Hats off to both teams. Congratulations to USA, and we'll see you on Monday.
And Brendan Ballard, as we speak, is bear-hugging the trophy. He's not laying that out of his sight or his possession. And he's going home with it. John, what are your final thoughts?
When Brendan Ballard is done with that trophy, there might be some dents and indentations on it.
It's like the Stanley Cup. Each player gets it for a day, right?
You know, at least.
That's why they have to have supervisors with the chaperones of the trophy.
Hats off to the Pirates' efforts, and hats off to the champions of this district, the USA Patriots. We're going to see them Monday.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Today's game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, the Huron County Independent Insurance Agent, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Kohler Propane, Sure Healthcare Network, Sebring Family Medicine, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, K&S Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach, Saginaw Valley State University, USA Schools, and the committee to elect Gerald Prill Circuit Court Judge. The cellular and internet transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. So on behalf of our entire WLW Sports Broadcasting team, back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake. Our Associate Director of Media Relations, that is Kayla Carson, also Director of Social Media at WLW Sports. Our sideline correspondent, Ryan Brown. In-game analysis, John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast as USA clinches the district title 52-51 over the Harbor Beach Pirates in a very fashionable manner. We will see you on Monday as they take on a team from Flint at 7:30 p.m. on 102.1 FM from Beecher High School. Until then, we will see you on Monday. Drive safe, pray for Derek Puff, and we will see you soon.